Hey guys, it's my favorite day of the year. Do you want to know what day it is? I'm going to tell you what day it is because you're going to be excited too, because it's a weird day. It's a cool day. It's a fun day. And we have a special guest to talk about his experience with the day. Today's Groundhog Day. That's right. I'm not even going to bury the lead. I'm not even going to like try to like hold it out for any longer. I just want you to know that you should be excited because it's Groundhog Day. It's the day when we let a varmint come out of a hole and tell us what the weather's going to be. It's a weird, why? How does this still happen? It's amazing. I love it. In this world, this weird world that we live in, that there's still this weird, and I'm just going to keep saying weird because it's so weird, thing that people do that, I mean, it's not really commercialized, really. I mean, it feels like it should, the way the world works now, it should be like Groundhog Day brought to you by, I don't know, umbrellas there or something. I don't know. But, you know, or just like the groundhog should be wearing patches of different companies or something like that. But it's not. It's not. It's people get dressed up in top hats and stuff like that and giant coats. And there's a stage and there's a box, essentially. And they reach in. It's not really, I can't imagine it's pleasant for the groundhog, but we're going to find out. But they reach into the box. They pull this poor animal out. And they're like, what, does he see his shadow? And how do they know if he sees his shadow? Right? I've got peripheral vision. So I can see somebody coming up to my side. And maybe my shadow's over there. But maybe I'm not reacting to it. Is it just because I'm not reacting to my shadow doesn't mean I don't know that my shadow's there, that I'm not cognizant of my shadow? All right? I'm a groundhog. Back off, bro. And besides, do groundhogs even have decent eyes? Can they see? Like, how does that... I don't know. You know what? I think I'm asking too many questions. I'm too excited about this whole thing. So if you don't know how Groundhog Day works, real quick. There's these dudes. They pull the groundhog out of the thing. They put him down. If he sees his shadow, then that means there's 6 more weeks of winter. And if he doesn't see his shadow, that means that spring is only 6 weeks away. I might have that completely backwards. Another question that I'm probably going to need to ask the groundhog. But without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bring to you my friend, your friend. He's going to be everyone's friend here. Give it up for Mr. Groundhog. Oh. Yeah, nice to see you. Okay. Here, I just need to move you a little bit closer to the microphone. Okay, good. Because I couldn't really hear you. So nice to see you. I'm sorry about the technical difficulty. Okay. I know, so this is your super busy day. February 2nd is when Groundhog Day is, and it's just American tradition, and it's primarily, and you can tell me if I'm right on this or wrong, but they do it in a place called Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. Punxsutawney. I love that word. And there's a guy there. I don't know. You okay, but is Punxsutawney Phil, that is their groundhog who lives in Punxsutawney, and he's like the most famous. He's like the granddaddy. He's like the big dude of groundhogs, right? All right. So you know him? You went to school with him? That's amazing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're getting fun facts about Punxsutawney Phil in his school days that I was not expecting today. I did not know this was going to be an exclusive story. But so Mr. Groundhog, and so is it? It's MISTA, like Mr. Groundhog. All right. So, here are my questions. Is it super unpleasant for you to? Speaking of unpleasant, hey Pig, what's going on?
I actually was talking about groundhogs today, and you know, I was just like, who's the best hog that Bubba God knows, and who knows everything about everything? And that's, I was just like, oh, that's me. Uh-huh. So I rolled out of bed, had a little snack.
Oh.
I brushed my teeth.
You're gonna tell us.
I took a shower.
Uh-huh.
I dried off, did some powder, some lotion. Okay. You know, got really right.
Uh-huh.
And then I got dressed.
Okay.
And then I came downstairs. The
lotion's important.
And here we are.
Okay.
Hello. Talking to you.
Talking to me. Hey, Pig. So, cool. Well, real quick, right now we got to hear from our sponsors, so we'll catch up in just a second.
And now, a quick word from one of our sponsors.
I'm so busy, but luckily I discovered Picnic. It is an organizational app for my family. I can enter events into a shared calendar. We have to-do lists, shopping lists, and even recipes. So you should totally go do it. Go get organized. Just go to picnic.com/get started to set up your account and use promo code PODPIC for 30 days of Picnic Premium for free. That's Picnic, PICNIIC.com/get started and promo code PODPIC. So go and get organized today.
We now return you to whatever in the world it was that you were listening to just before the commercial here on the Bumper Podcast. Good luck. You're probably going to need it.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah. He still got a sponsor.
It's so cool, right?
Because I was going to tell you, the snack bar is empty
now. I know.
So if you could go this get
weekend.
Me some oats, perhaps.
Okay. Just make a list.
Some suet.
Suet.
And
what's
a little
suet?
Bit of, I don't know, honey.
Okay.
And some,
just
some
a bottle of honey?
Some donuts.
Donuts.
I appreciate it.
I love
take
donuts.
Take all this money, go get me some donuts.
It's not that
much. Okay.
Okay.
Back to you, Hog.
Okay.
Groundhog. What's your name?
His name is Mr. Groundhog. So I address him accordingly. Whoa.
Bro, is he okay? He's not. He's hissing. He's hissing. Is this groundhog okay? Is he going through? Has he got some sort of, I don't know, groundhog disease or some sort of groundhog issue or some sort of groundhog problem? Because listen, I don't need that in my life right now, all right? It's bad enough with a flu.
Yeah,
going
right?
Around.
Oh,
seriously.
Did somebody
no,
say
flu.
Peanut Lou?
Peanut
no,
Lou?
Thank you.
Did someone say Peanut Lou?
Nobody said Peanut Lou, but.
I haven't talked to you in such a long time.
Aww.
Oh, hi. It's me.
Peanut
Lou.
Nice to
I'm
see you.
I'm best friends with Spa Elliot.
Okay,
it's
but.
Good to see you.
It's good to see you too, Peanut Lou. I haven't seen or heard or talked to you in a long time, but no, we were actually talking about the flu. And man, it is brutal this year. I mean, we're getting notices from school. We're getting notices from daycare. I know people who have it, and it sounds like maybe the worst thing ever. Like, oh, I haven't had it in a couple of years, knock on wood. But man, the aches, the pains, the chills, it knocks you out for like a week. And it went around my office last year, and I luckily avoided it there too. I highly recommend. Here's what I do. I don't know if you want health tips from me, but I in the morning I get up, I sit in the shower, I turn the shower on, and I just stay there all day. And if anyone comes near me, I spray them with disinfectant because I can't deal with the flu. I don't want the flu. I have a little low grade cold, but that happens. You know, it's hot, it's cold outside, it's snowy. But the flu? No, thank you.
Yeah, Bumper Car, here's the thing. The little dude over there, he's saying that he's upset that he came all the way in to talk to you about Groundhog's Day, and now you're going on and on about the flu. He doesn't want to be associated. He doesn't want his brand to be associated with getting the flu, with the aches and the pains and the chills. So he wants, if we could, let's refocus. Let's re-rack the camera, and let's come back and talk about Groundhog Day. So I got a couple of quick questions. Do you mind, Mr. Groundhog?
Okay, go ahead, Pig. I'll let you,
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pig's gonna ask you a couple questions.
So, here's the thing, Groundhog, Mr. Groundhog. I'm just gonna call you, MG from now on, Mr. Groundhog. Mr. Groundhog, he's a Mr. Groundhog, you know, Mr. Groundhog, he's a Mr. Groundhog, you know, I'm working on a song for you. We're gonna get it, it's gonna blow up, it's gonna be the top of the charts. Anyway, if you're sleeping in your little hole, and some dude wearing like a tuxedo jacket type thing, maybe a cape, I don't know, does he have a cane? What is this dude doing? Does he have a monocle? Is this a man who's wearing a monocle? Does he come to you? Is it terrifying? Do they coax you out? Are they like, here's a carrot or something like that? Or do they literally like reach into the box and pull you out by your, I don't know, by your nose? I don't know. How are they grabbing you? You ain't got like, no handles or nothing, huh?
Wow. That's serious. You get angry. You bite them. Okay. Well, that's probably not, you know,
not
a great
idea,
but it might be the most helpful for you.
That's
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Groundhog Day. Mr. Groundhog, Aloysius J. Pig. I found out if he sees his shadow 6 more weeks of winter, and 2 different groundhogs saw 2 different things today. So what does it mean? I have no idea, but I hope you've had a great day. It's been fun hanging out with you. Bumper Podcast!